say her name.
Oh, Miss Donna Terrence. You got to say the Miss first.
Miss Donna.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. You got to put a G behind that. You got
some real brothers. That's your real brother. Your blood brothers right now?
Yeah, that's my little brother, young boy right okay. there. That's Jay Merrick. He's from the city over down the high out there right now. That's Hollywood League right there.
I see it. I see it. Yeah, that's old Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood League. Yeah. That's my bodyguard slash road manager right there.
Okay.
We call him Fat Boy.
Yeah.
Lil Rod.
He must got a serious knuckle game.
We joke. Yeah. We don't talk about that.
Okay.
Peace and love. Yeah, we crack fat jokes out there on him, but we love him to death. That's our teddy bear.
Okay, yo, Chopper City, man. Thanks for coming through. People can reach you where? Man, hit him up right now. How can they reach you?
You know what? Holler at me on Twitter. Shaheen, you should know. I am Chopper. That's IAMCH0PPER. Like I said, y'all, I really do appreciate being here. I'm just so blessed right now. Y'all just don't understand. A lot of people don't get chances like I get. And I'm just honored to get this chance and be back in the game to where I need to be. I'm gonna go straight forward and I ain't gonna let nobody down no more. I know, in the past I was getting into a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah.
But I promise y'all, I won't mess up.
Hey, man, you still in your 20s, man.
I really am, though, man.
You got time, dog.
I do.
You about to retire. So
I'm nowhere near it.
You ain't even live life yet, bro.
I haven't.
You got time to listen. That's what you do when you're young.
Can you believe I was 16?
Yeah, I do.
That's great.
Y'all was throwing some craziness on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all was fighting.
It really wasn't me that much. It was Fred.
It was Fred. Yeah. So, but man, I'm glad you're here today, man. Chopper City, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Up next,
we're gonna do the A&R room. We got the one and only Kevin Gates.
Chopper City, join
us. All right. New Orleans taking over. Sway in the morning.
Whoa. Yo, Sway. You know it's a movie when we do this, right? It's OT.
I do know what you're saying. Thank you, Snoop. Mustard on the beat, huh? Sliding off into this gas station to acquire, like, I don't know, some kind of shitty protein bar and some kind of shitty energy drink, I guess. I don't know. Seems to be working out so far. Why, you know? Decided to handle this.
it. Wealth ain't shit when it's health next to it. In the lane with nobody else next to it. I ain't get here by myself. A lot of help next
Come
to
on.
It. What a chilly chill. That's myself. Let's do it. First and 15 ENT. Up and F music. I'm number 5'8", nigga. Let's do it. Don't say my name. Let's sit it next to it. Everything look good with a titty next to it. And a titty got a face that's pretty next to it. Riding around town, something really exclusive. Bumble a little pop with some biggie next to it. Nigga, that's love with a twist next to it. Nigga, that's a blood with a clip next to it. At the Bulls game like a tree gift next to it. Yes, nigga, that's the flow and I sit next to it. Hey, like, I look right with a bitch next to it. Rolling on a bitch next to it. Top down on a whip, that's true. And the press is a bitch. Roll on. He ain't recognized the number. See, I just text him 100. See, when I think about somebody I care about, you know, I just text him 100.
That is
I might text Sam Crick for 100.
That's true.
100.
That's true. That's true. And then when you explain that to me, because I kept getting a text that said 100. So I didn't know if I owe somebody 100. I didn't know what it meant.
What else is there to say?
You know, 100.
That says it all.
And that's as real as it gets.
100.
So I have to take
it. I'm thinking about you. I love you. I care about you.
Yeah.
Somebody play with you. You
can't beat that.
I mean,
you got to keep it 100.
So I could do nothing but salute that.
Yeah.
And then to make matters even worse, neither the matter my phone battery had died.
Oh, damn. He had to jump on one of my trucks. And, you know, I don't do the tower thing. No disrespect to shit, but.
You know what's crazy is there's still a bunch of people that can't beat him that are in the UFC. But you're right, we're
not the top five.
No.
And that's why I wanted to play it for you. I need your feedback.
Songs from Pearl Jam like that. Listen to music spanning Pearl Jam's career, including live full-length concerts on their own channel. Pearl Jam Radio is on now, channel 22, and on the SiriusXM app.
No, that's okay. I mean, you played it live. I think we're good for a while. Have a new band that sounds like all this old stuff. That'll be cool, and people can get really into swing dancing or something for a little while and wear those dresses. Sing that shit, Usher. Sing that shit. My tongue. I burned my tongue and a lot of the inside of my mouth last night on chicken lasagna. It's real stupid. I should have just waited. I mean, I should have just waited. I should have let that cool down.
love.
Take 40 minutes to get from here to where Highway 580 is. That must mean that, oh yes, here it is. Okay. None of these cars are moving. Terrific. Come in and rhythmically read this sentence.
Boyfriend? No problem.
So that I can chop it up and lay it over this incredibly generic fucking beat. And I think we'll have a banger on our hands. This fucking song. Sing rhythm as a dancer. Like, why would you incorporate that into this fresh new song?
Don't tell him, don't tell him.
like 616. I got a missed call from your beer. She been plotting on me for gourmet. She wanna suck my bike in a 40. I like her in the shower when it's winter fresh. It's some Twitter, Twitter, I met her on the internet. On my late night thirsty. Cause it was late night and I was thirsty. Girl, I been to that county, girl, I ain't telling. Handcuff you to that big girl, it ain't no belly. I keep a stack of hundreds, I can keep a secret. The fake game, you just exploring, you fucking cheating. She got my number stored on the fake names. Her nigga, she favorite when she run the game. Yeah, look, so tell me how these call ups. And we can from over the
only if you got me feeling like this.
Well.
I'm thinking.
We're 3 minutes before the end of the carpool lane, and there are a lot of cars in the carpool lane that are not carpooling. And they're going pretty fast. Whereas I'm sitting here in the next lane over, not going especially fast. But this fucking Warrant song is on, so at least there's that. No? No? Okay.
Big 80s on 8 Trivia with Martha Quinn.
In the 1982 movie classic E.T., what was E.T.'s favorite candy? After M&M's turned down E.T., Reese's Pieces were used and their sales skyrocketed.
You know, I bet if you went to someone who worked for M&M's, worked for Mars or whatever it is, and said, man, you guys really missed out on that one, not being an E.T., think about it, they'd probably go, hey, you know what, M&M's are doing okay, we're doing all right over here, we got regular, we got peanut, fuck it, we got pretzel now, fuck you, fuck E.T. Birthday cake. Got all these flavors. Dark chocolate, regular chocolate, chocolate chocolate. Probably got some fucking pumpkin spice M&M's. I don't know. Shit. I'm Now it's after 8:30, and everyone can be in that carpool lane, so of course now it's going as slow as every other lane. 80s on 8. You guys want to hang out and listen to Jars of Clay? No, I do not! These hot Jay-Z Linkin Park mashups. It's crazy to think that this is almost 10 years old, but there you go. That's how time works. Stained, awesome. One Direction sounds like a Fleetwood Mac cover band. Tribute band.
XM Hits One, we are the Morning Mashup. And Stanley T, you have some insight. I'm sure you've seen kids in the neighborhood messing up.
Absolutely. If you see them messing up, my thing was I would go to the kids, I would talk to them, say, listen, man, your mom and dad would not appreciate you doing that. You need to chill out. And I would keep it between me and the kid.
Now, I said earlier, just for some reason, that whole tattletale thing was like ingrained in me. I don't want to be a tattletale.
Yeah. And where this all came from, Margie, she wrote on her Facebook page, facebook.com/morningmashup, I saw one of my friend's kids screwing up at the mall. I don't know whether to tell on him or not.
All right, who is this? Tabitha, North Carolina?
Tabitha.
I definitely think I wouldn't say anything to the parents. From past experience, I know that it doesn't always get taken in the way you intend it, and they just think that you're just trying to attack their child, and they don't realize that their own kid is having problems. They're in complete denial themselves. Go with Stan's motto and talk to the kids themselves and wash your hands of it. It's the best you can do.
All right, Lenny, what do you think, bud?
Well, you know, there's a line where you got to draw.
I like how they stitch these pre-recorded snippets of calls together. Well, what do you think? And then immediately starts talking.
Somebody needs to let them know that, hey, my kid's acting up. Some parents won't even admit that their kid's messing up when somebody else sees
right.
them.
That's right.
True, Lenny. And part of it, too, when you're a teenager, that's your time to screw up, you know?
Yeah.
Good point. Tabitha in North Carolina, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Tabitha, let's say you saw one of your friend's teenage kids.
No one chose us.
Three stacks, keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart. Three stacks, keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.
Play yeah, three stacks. Yeah, do that.
Turn head. Some hoes wanna chew, but convince it too scary.
for plow, plow, smash when we hustle. Last time you had a lucky sandwich, huh? When the last time somebody just took some off your ass, couldn't have it. You can't stay. To make that a work, you gotta go to the studio with Bruno Mars on another planet. Don't get mad, I'm just saying. Don't believe it, never said it. Believe it, never said. I'm doing the rapping and busting. Rising on the strap and then cut.
It's like a new fucking mystical song.
I'm back. Say it again.
Guess so.
What do you think of that one?
You know, I just been watching the James Brown documentary on HBO, and this gave me like that same feeling. Like it was like a new age James Brown up in the studio, just like, hey, you know, just wilding out.
Papa's got a brand new
band. Yeah.
Ain't a funky.
Yeah, exactly.
Ain't a funky.
Great documentary, by the way.
So, what did you think of the song, Reed?
So, you know, it gave me that vibe. I wouldn't say I loved it, but it was, you know, it was like an interesting mix of different cultures, you know?
Did you like it?
It's okay. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to follow the words of Kevin Gates here. You don't have anything.
You ain't peeped the plate yet? Everything positive with me.
Yeah.
I can't entertain negativity.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm trying to keep it positive.
Okay. Right. Rich Nice, what did you think of it?
Well, you know, I see how you can see that song being performed live and kind of be amped with the band and the James Brown
vibe. Or at a wedding reception.
You know, but I just got I gotta quote my
band. At the wedding reception, my grandma get out there and, you know,
right.
You know, wipe the ass, two steps.
In the words of DC Young
Fly.
Free
my grandma, but yeah.
Fuck you, man.
Wait, stop, hold up,
Rich, hold up. I did this last time, big brother, you heard?
You don't want to do it again?
Free my grandmother, you heard? I said it last time I was up there, you heard? Free my grandma.
That's positive, though. Free your grandma. Positive. Rich, you said what? Oh, God, I'm going to do it again?
I don't like the song.
Okay, thank you. Wonder, how'd you feel about it?
It's good, man. Mark Ronson is dope. I always like Mark Ronson, but I think...
How you like the song?
I think he's still in the sound of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, which he kind of helped with Amy Winehouse and all that stuff.
Sounds old.
Like, yeah, it's like mid-2000s kind of vibe still. And I think he could go back to his original hip-hop roots probably and might sound better with a different beat.
G from Pittsburgh, what do you think of the song?
Man, bro, that shit dumb as hell, bro. It's so cool than a motherfucker, bro. That shit dumb as hell.
Okay, you said he's...
Bro, I need to take it back to No Limit. The man right here.
Okay. Sky in New Orleans, you like that song or not?
Oh, man, I love that shit. That's that N.O. shit, man. You gotta love that, man. Mr. Go Back. What's that, Kevin Gates, man?
I'm just cold to what's the knowledge.
Man, you know nigga feeling you out there in the city, man.
Everybody in class, and we gonna turn up. You know that.
All right, we got Brad from Chicago. You like that or not?
Nah, man, I'm gonna pass on missing that one, bro.
All right, man. Okay, we're gonna tally up all the songs from the A&R room.
Late night, busting. I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really, hardly, I'm chromeless. It might end up domeless. I bet that she into me. Her cheddar, she giving me. Bitch, stand outside forever like a statue of liberty. Rest in pimp C, underground king of the south. I raise my styrofoam up and pour some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news? Say you want me to win, but hope I lose. Hope I lose. I never rock with other niggas in the crew. But them niggas cool. It's just that.
Bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
My mother's
always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start
sweating.
Coming out my nose. There's somebody watching me act. But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back.
I spent some time setting up Plex this weekend. I've been using XBMC in a lot of places for my, you know, kind of, ooh, I'm gonna hit the brakes here. To kind of get, you know, videos and stuff from the computer to the different TVs in the house and stuff like that.
I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you.
You know, and I had tried Plex before, but I wasn't really looking for something that transcoded the videos in a lot of cases. Just like, look, just play them. You know? And XBMC, you know, has got the codec support to do that pretty well. But, you know, it's just like sometimes the networking end of things and network shares and all that shit can just suck. I'd been having trouble with that stuff ever since I moved to Windows 10. Like, all my old shares stopped working, and I couldn't figure out how to get it to fucking work again. You know, it was just like every other machine could see the folders but not get into them, and it was, at some point, just wasn't worth it anymore. And then I've got a Roku in the home now, which doesn't really do XBMC out of the box. Maybe it's an unofficial channel, I don't know. Anyway. And, you know, Plex is on the Xbox One. And, you know, just kind of looking at it, figured, like, well, let's give this a shot. See how it goes. It's all right. It's relatively convenient. I think, you know, there's some features that they don't expose that I wish that they did, but... Or some options that other software packages expose.
I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service.
That I'm not seeing in Plex, but you know.
And trying to find an exit out for business. I know the Lord is looking at me. But yet he still is hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive. Having fatal thoughts of suicide.
And then, you know, like now, you know, there's an iOS app, so I can, you know, it's kind of a smoother way for me to access my music library from home, from the car. Like, maybe I don't need the Amazon cloud to do that. I can just run my own cloud. I'm a one-man cloud.
Now realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Kind of curious to see how it all works here. Alright. Okay, so they just pulls in. That's actually.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto was a trick or treat.
Yeah, look at that.
Robbing little kids for bags.
It just kind of pulls in my iTunes library is pretty well, and playlists and shit, so I can just. You know, very easily click on this and listen to this hot thing, track, jam, banger. I've got this song on my phone, so I can just listen to it locally and not pay data charges. Oh.
I put nickels and nose, I put powder in base. I done shoveled the snow, I done showered the snake. See the flowers gon' grow, and the power gon' raise. Here we came through the down, here we got us some race.
All these diamonds in my teeth. I'm the girl of a gal in a Hennessy. Made a little big girl cause she fit me. And Versace, I hope she fuck him and me. And I gave it that beat like I'm Timothy. We're walking that pussy that Billie Jean. And I open your chest like you Janet Jackson. And I'm the thing that you can relate. If I can't believe I penetrate. Let it sit in your face at a dinner date. If I suck with your girl, then ventilate. And my niggas is killers, what can I say? With a cool gorillas like 50 Cent. And they peeling bananas, no dinner plate. And I'm only gonna rob with my syndicate. Ain't sat till I die, nigga, period. Ow, ow, woo. I got hella hoes, I got hoes, I got hoes. I got hella hoes, I got hoes, I got hoes. And I'm selling dogs, and I don't fall, travel, bend it, no, I got hoes, I got hoes, woo. I got hella hoes, I got hoes, I got hoes. I got hella hoes, I got hoes, I got hoes. And I'm selling dogs, and I don't fall, travel, bend it. Motherfucker pull up in this bitch like jiggy motherfucker hella hoes on my dick like really with the shits, every nigga trip, loading up the clip, never slip tight, never sleep, finna let it rip in this bitch like pistols poppin', pussies droppin', niggas droppin', bottles poppin', proxy shoppin', oxy got it, worth the piece that low down collars, mob is slow, syrup got me throat, mouth is full of gold, if I overdose, just let them know, I rock, I got hella hoes. I got hella hoes, I got hoes, I got hoes. I got hella hoes, I got hoes, I got hoes. And I'm selling dogs, and I just fall, travel, when that nigga blow. I got hoes, I got hoes. Woo! I got hella hoes, I got hoes, I got hoes. I got hella hoes, I got hoes, I got hoes. And I'm selling dogs, and I just fall, travel, when that nigga blow.
Well, I feel better.
Was saying how Cosby would have all these young ass models coming in and out of his dressing room. He wouldn't say anything. Cosby, he bought an apartment out in Queens, New York.
He's a snake.
Mm-hmm. So he could hide this other little young face. He's talking about how he was like a conduit for payments of up to $2,000 a month. So these women could be hushed. And now in 2014, he's saying that he feels sorry for the women. So that's why he's coming out with his side.
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm not condoning what if anything happened to these women. Because
right.
You know, Bill Cosby hasn't been tried in a court of law.
Right.
It's a court of public opinion. But for him to come out and say these things, he doesn't understand. You're incriminating yourself, because if these things are true and you help sweep them under the rug, you as guilty as the culprit.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know,
no,
people
not, not actually, no.
Means, let me get this guilt off of my conscience.
Then he should repay Bill Cosby all the money he made during that time as his employee, too.
Now, right,
you gotta repay, you gotta get back everywhere you benefited from since that time. Because if that went on, let's say hypothetically it went on for years. And for right. years, this dude sweeping it under the rug. You gonna come out 23 years.
Because he can get a lawsuit too.
Or however he lived.
Right.
Well, he trying to get his name in the news. You don't have to, listen, if you want to snitch or whatever, you don't have to do it with a TMZ or a E News. You don't have to do that.
Right.
There's ways you can do it and not have to be all over the front page.
That's true. But
if you want to do it for the good of more morality or whatever.
But then you would just be titled as a source, and people don't believe that. You know what I mean? People believe.
This is all public opinion. The only place it counts is in the court of law.
Very, very, very true. But even still with public opinion, if you want to sway it in one direction, things are going to look more legitimate. Things are going to look verified if you give your actual name. Or else it just looks like we came up with the story from the clouds.
Are you like how she just threw my name in this story?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Tracy G.
Yes.
All right. You want to reach Tracy G. You have an opinion on...
Get up out your seat, you can have my drink, let me see you dance. Get up off your feet, you can be my freak, let me see you jam. When the sun falls, and the moon lights, might be a hell of a night. Go, 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 go. Get up out your seat, you can have my drink, let me see you dance.
All right, traffic's picking up. It's like there's this exit here, Central San Rafael. And it seems like a trillion people want to get off at that exit. And the one past it is like the freeway, you know, like the off-ramp if you want to go to the East Bay, if you want to go to Berkeley, Richmond, Oakland, that sort of shit. But it really just seems like it's a trillion people trying to get... Oh, shit. I got to shut the fuck up. The fuck breaks. It just really seems like it's just a trillion people trying to get a sandwich. That might be the exit for like College Marin or something. I know when school is in session, traffic on the freeway is worse.
The show? Well, you can listen on demand. Find us on SoundCloud and iTunes. Also, subscribe to Renatable Main TV on YouTube for exclusive video clips.
No, why?
Old ass people out of there after you have kids.
Yeah, we love when you guys make comments on the show. We want to thank our guest today, Chopper City, man. That dude came through, did his thing. New album coming out in January.
New Year's Eve.
Woodstock is what it's called. Mm-hmm. Make sure you purchase that. Kevin Gates, Luca Brasi 2, December 15th. I Don't Get Tired is the name of the single. Support that mixtape. Also, we have Mad Skills come on today. He'll be back tomorrow.
Traffic here sucks too. DJ. All right, fuck, man.
Make sure you tune in.
Like, it was really good there for a very short stretch. But.
Yes, he did. Your old Droog is coming by tomorrow. Yeah, that's a sick up-and-coming MC. Got a new album dropping. Tomorrow, he's going to come by. We're going to world premiere some tracks. Mano have to be. Mano will be here tomorrow.
Love Mano.
Love Mano.
He's going to be joining us tomorrow as well. Reef the Street. Rich Nice. Shaheen Reed.
T. Shaheen.
Damn, that was the best one to date. The A&R Room, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming by. To OT Genesis, thank you for that special remix of Coco. I appreciate that. And then, Tracy G, how can you be reached?
I can be reached on...
Who cares?
Some on the fence, some befriending me, but when we see each other, it's gonna be some weird energy. I'm sorry that we couldn't make it work. Believe in your heart, I never intended to make you hurt. Now they see me on the blogs with my new girl. Friends talking about that's supposed to be you, girl.
I need some real good loving.
From the tribal, it brought Billy on the floor. We did taste the jam. Hung in the show to the middle of the grand. Of a lava coming from the temple of boy. Brown for my hat, mad for my boy. On the ride at the top of bar. A virgin whore is she ain't with tar. I ride the jet, the war was bad.
I saw a shuffle button somewhere in this thing earlier, but I guess I'm crazy. Oh well.
Shark bar, cheetah, forgot I'm nervous. With holes, pranking gas, and a candy spade versus fresh off a two-piece, smelling like a bit. It's that bandana swagger from the number one clip.
Let it rain, make it rain. Niggas in my hood saying fuck everything. Let it rain, make it rain. Niggas in my hood saying fuck everything.
Rolled off jack with the dub, let's stack with the whammy in the back. Real riders, where you at?
Bitch, I can give a fuck if you like me. Rolling with the Mac Maniac and Dub Shiesty. My nigga just spent a house on some tinted out. Some shit you got to rent it out. It's time to beat the gorillas, the gangsters, the killers, and the dope dealers. We go real, and y'all niggas gon' feel us. And fuck everybody that wanna kill us. If it ain't a 6-4, it's a 6-0-0. Put to the floor, what you want from the store?
Most West Side Connection tracks would be better if you cut Mac 10 out of them. Mac 10 is not great. The Wheat Lake of this fucking crew. Listen to this.
Connect, dangerous, Mac, ching, ching. Looking at Canada with a brand new track. Ching, ching, call the G's, all the G's. Near B's, get your ass up the chair.
No problem with WC.
No mistake in this. Trick, don't pray for something original, Shady.
Motherfucker is out of his mind. And Ice Cube is Ice Cube. Mac 10 has always been, it's like this post NWA, like, I sell drugs and beat up one of the women from TLC. Like, no, that's, no.
Niggas in my hood saying fuck everything. Fuck everything.
Gung Ho Mac 10 has just never had anything to say. Or has had very little to say. How about?
And y'all niggas gon' feel us. And fuck everybody that wanna kill us. It's time to meet the gorillas. The gangsters, the killers, and the dope killers. And y'all niggas gon' feel us. And fuck everybody that wanna kill us. It's time to meet the gorillas.
Rental song, in that most rental songs are good rental songs, but sometimes it's not not feeling, especially when, you know, like modern era Korn is available to listen to. Just really take a look at the criteria that puts songs onto my phone, because if this is getting through the filter is broken.
Check me out on hitamericaclub.com. Once again, it's time to rhyme. Look, I got the mic so fine, just like an expensive wine. Now it's motherfucker time. Black authentic, brighter dope.
I kind of figured there wouldn't be any traffic. You know, I figured, you know, it's like with Thanksgiving being this week, that, you know, everyone would, like, take the time off. There, you know, there'd be a lot of people that would just take the whole week off and say, fuck it. And actually, it is a little bit lighter here in San Francisco. So maybe it was just people that got to go to school. Causing all the traffic now, you know. Now that we're in the business zone. It's like, whatever, whatever. I got to check in. I reckon we'll do a live show on Wednesday. You know, since Thursday and Friday are not days. That we'll do something. Yeah, we gotta figure it out. We gotta piece together, see what we gotta get done. I wanna do, Rollers of the Realm. Is that what that pinball role playing game is called? If not, that's a better name for it. That's Rollers or something. Anyway. I messed around with a little bit of that a couple weeks ago, just having that time to lock it down. So, and they patched it, which is good, because I feel like when I first started playing it on PC, the controller support was like I don't know if it was a game functionality thing or just a controller problem, but like sometimes the flippers wouldn't flip. I was like, what? Why? That's no good. And I couldn't see like if there was like a stamina meter to say like, oh, you can only flip your flippers so many times, and then you gotta let them recharge or whatever, if it was just the controller was jacked. I'm not sure, but anyway. It's an interesting idea. I don't know that I think that game is any good, but it's an interesting idea. Maybe, you know, whatever. Maybe if I saw something in the patch notes about controller stuff, so, you know, maybe it's better now. And then Geometry Wars is out tonight. Fuck, I hope that's good. I hope it's great. Like, you know, on some level, you know, it'll probably be a quality dual joystick shooter, but will it be a great Geometry Wars sequel? Because there have been bad Geometry Wars sequels. Everything past Geometry Wars 2, or Retro Evolve 2, like this fucking Wii game and all that, just like, oh, that shit, fuck that shit. And that's my problem with Geometry Wars 3 is, like, you look at it, like, it's kind of doing some of that same stuff. You know, it has levels and boss fights. And, like, no. Tunnel. I guess there's a video for this now. I have not seen it.
Tiptoeing in my Georgia, waking up at the crack of dawn. Red camera cord, all my girlfriends gone. Grill you probably can't afford. My Brazilian twins got flagged and deported. This one's for them ballers who be rocking fresh Georgia. Security gate, finger scan, Panther on the porch. Just back door open, odor.
myself a sleeping bag. Cause I'm tiptoeing in my Jordans. I can't die tiptoeing in my Jordans.
I wonder if the video features any actual tiptoeing in any actual Jordans. Do that either. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, van. Just fucking, oh, take up two lanes, swerve in front of me, get fucking crazy, fuck it. With a little country mic, I guess it's as good a time as any to start the day. So, you guys have a good Monday, right? I'll see you later.